Hey, is this Nick?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jensen calling from Juice FM.
Hey, Jensen, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Hey, sorry about getting you back late. I was just waiting for all my immigration stuff to go through, so
yeah,
I had to kind of stay out of the public eye for a little bit.
So, no, makes sense. Makes sense.
But all good now.
Yeah, all good. So, are you going to be coaching tonight's game?
Yes, I will be coached tonight.
All right. So, is this your first night coaching with us?
I coached down in Spokane, but like this is my first approved, good to go night. So
excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
What are some of the top things you're excited to do in Creston in terms of taking a larger role?
You know, I'm just really excited to put my stamp on things. I think we have a great group of guys that Brad got to bring in and that I get to kind of work with. And I look forward, you know, bringing a couple of my own guys as the season progresses and really just to have everybody gel and bring, you know, a really good quality hockey team that Crescent's used to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're going to compete hard every night. And I just want to be able to, you know, give something to the community they can be proud of and get behind and, you know, make it look as good as we can.
So you have a bit of a family dynasty going on, but not with Creston, but with Spokane. Does it sting a little bit whenever you play against your old home team and maybe crush them once or twice?
Not too bad. We do have a lot of history. Actually, you know, a lot of people don't know my grandfather, my dad's dad, actually put the he started the Braves. They were called the Rockets back in the 70s, and put the first Spokane team in this league. So for me, it was just a privilege to be able to, you know, coach a team my grandfather started and then coach with my dad and play there. My brother played there. You know, and I can't thank the organization enough for the opportunity they gave me. But, you know, I'm really happy to be here. And for me, every opponent is an opponent. So, you know, we play to win. No matter who it is or anything like that, we're here to, you know, play hockey, and we're here to get the 2 points at the end of the night. So
right on.
That doesn't really sting. We just, you know, we play it as if it's any other team.
Excellent. Before coming here, you had a brief stint with the Thunderbirds. What was it like working in a larger organization like that?
It was definitely a great experience for me to be able to see how things work on a larger scale. I got to learn a lot from a lot of the guys there, you know, GM, coaches, all of them. You know, they've been around pro hockey. They've been around all kinds of hockey. And, you know, I was able to soak in everything I could. But, you know, at the end of the day, the opportunity with Creston came up, and it was just the right fit for me. So, you know, I'm thankful for everything they did. For me, and I'm going to apply what I learned over there, over here a little bit. I think there's things that, you know, you could translate from bigger organizations that smaller organizations can do. And, you know, I think that's going to be, it's going to help me a lot this year.
Awesome. Sweet. Well, I'm very excited for this year. You seem to have your heart in it. So that's always very important. And under these crazy circumstances, the fact they were able to wrestle this job, get your papers in order and be able to coach here in Creston all within like just a few weeks is nothing short of a miracle.
Yeah, it really was. For me, like all the thanks goes to Mike and Scott and Trina and Kelly and the rest of the board and Ken. You know, they all worked tirelessly to get me here, make everything happen fast, you know, to keep the fort held down until I was ready to go. And then, you know, they were tremendous help in all my immigration and helping me, you know, just get here and get settled and get comfortable. And, you know, really all the credit goes out to them. They were absolutely fantastic. And for me, you know, as, you know, first impression of the organization, obviously, you know, they're top-notch, first class. And they, you know, did whatever they needed to do to help me get here. And, you know, I'm always thankful for that.
Yeah. Anything short of smuggling you in an oversized hockey bag.
Yeah, we didn't have to quite get there, but yeah.
It's just really heavy goalie pads. It's fine. It's
right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for leaving a few comments. I'm going to be at the game doing color commentary. So, I'll just tear you to shreds all game. That's what I'll do.
Well, I look forward to it.
Excellent. Excellent. Sweet. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see you tonight.
Nope, that sounds great. Thanks.
No worries. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.